turn to television now. Mainstream television shows don't feature many characters who are Latino or Latina. The gender-neutral term is Latinx. But two very different shows do. ABC's drama Grand Hotel came out Monday. Comedy Central just released a new sketch comedy show, Alternatino, with Arturo Castro. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has watched both these shows. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Let's start with Grand Hotel. It's executive produced by Eva Longoria and based on a popular show from Spain. What can you tell us about the adaptation?
So this is your typical nighttime soap opera, except it's centered on a Latino family who owns a hotel. It's supposed to be the last family-owned hotel on South Beach in Miami. We've got a clip to give you a sense of how crazy some of the storylines are, because it is based on a telenovela. We have the daughter of the hotel owner talking to a guy who manages the hotel staff. And of course, they both have secrets of their own, and they're trying to figure out what's going on with the father, who has announced that he's decided to sell the hotel. Let's check it out.
Hey, does my dad seem a little off to you?
No, not really. Why?
Selling the hotel? Keeping it a secret? I asked him about the girl who went missing in the hurricane. It got all weird and changed the subject.
I think your dad selling this place has really thrown you for a loop, Alicia. Seriously, your brain is working overtime, trying to figure out what else he's hiding. But the truth is, you just don't like what's happening.
So this is like not on from 1 to 2 in the afternoon. This is actually nighttime programming.
It's actually nighttime. A girl who has a dangerous secret suddenly vanishes in a hurricane. I wonder what happened. Anyway, it's interesting because in the last few years, we've seen these studies that show Hispanics are the most underrepresented group of people on television. While they could be 16 to 17% of the population, often their percentage of characters in primetime television and movies is closer to 4 or 5%. So now they've been trying to create shows that would be great vehicles for Latinx characters. There's a unifying force amongst Spanish language television because of the language unifier that can bring together people who are from Guatemala and people from Cuba and people from Mexico to watch the same show. When you create an English language show, you don't have that unifier. And I think, especially in network television, they haven't figured out how to create a program that really would get a wide-ranging audience in the same way that some of these other shows speaking to black audiences or other ethnicities have done.
What about Comedy Central's Alternatino, built around host Arturo Castro? Let's listen to a moment from the show, which is all about a first date.
So, Arturo.
You don't have to say it like that. Arturo, you know?
Arturo.
Okay.
What was it like growing up in Guatemala? I mean, that must have been crazy, yeah?
I don't know about crazy. Well, I lived in the suburbs. We had a little yard with a dog.
Like a sexy Guatemalan street mutt?
A collie. Like Lassie.
So this is a comedy series, and that sketch that we heard is a sketch that has different scenes sort of dropped throughout the episode. Arturo is trying to seduce this young white woman who, you know, wants to go out with her idea of a macho Latin man, and he's torn between just presenting himself the way he is or acting the way he knows she wants him to act. And every episode has multiple sketches in it that he's the center of. It almost reminds me kind of like a version of Key and Peele, but it's just one person, where sometimes the sketches will talk about race and culture, and sometimes the sketches are just being funny about something else. I think it's a really interesting show, and I hope people check it out.
So that's Comedy Central's Alternatino with host Arturo Castro. Now, I want you to end with something completely different. And yeah. This is FX's The Weekly, a documentary series by the New York Times. Here's a sample.
Families arriving at the border now faced a new directive. The numbers of separated children were growing. Parents would end up thousands of miles apart from their children with no way of communicating.
Tell us about the Times branching out, which it has a lot in recent years, and how you think it's doing with this documentary format.
Yeah, so basically this is sort of their version of 60 Minutes. I guess it's a news magazine. And they're often presenting stories that have already made a big splash in the New York Times. So it's solid reporting. It gives you a sense about how they reported some of these stories that you may have read in the New York Times before you watch the show. But I'm not quite sure if they've quite figured out the formula for presenting a new kind of news magazine that will engage new viewers beyond the people who already love, say, Dateline NBC or 60 Minutes.
highly produced program as well. That's The Weekly. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, nice to speak with you.
Thank you.